Your host, Ben Korn.
Ooh, hot takes right off the jump.
And Chris Walter.
I'm going to take down your hot takes, bro.
Hot takes. Now I'm fucking nervous.
And now it's time for Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Fantasy Baseball Weekly. Good morning, everyone. We are recording this episode on a Sunday, June 28th. My name is Ben Korn. This is Fantasy Baseball Weekly, episode 18. Joining me is Chris Welter. Chris, 18 episodes and you still look like that.
Yes!
Well, what do you want from me? You get me up early.
Yeah?
I don't shower. I don't wear underwear. Oh,
Jesus. That's embarrassing.
It actually feels great.
Did you at least know anything about baseball this week?
I watched a couple games, yeah. But more excitingly, we're in a new studio again.
Yeah, man. The dot just keeps moving us all around.
I know. It's like a carousel of studios that we have going on here.
But we got a sweet beanbag chair.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit in that, though. I'll fall asleep. And
okay, just checking.
When you go commando, things tend to fly out.
That's true. I prefer if you don't sit on that.
All right.
We'll give you these chairs for throwing away in a few days.
Ben, I have a question for you.
I'm here.
Do you or do you not, let's clarify for once and for all, do you or do you not like hot takes?
I hate hot takes.
Okay.
Don't get me started
all right,
on hot takes.
Whoa, all right. Well, I'm going to have to ask you some questions about hot takes then.
Okay.
Hey, Rick! I don't know. I'm not sure what Rick is.
Okay.
I want him to pull up this clip. I think he's dropping a Pablo Sandoval. But last week's show, you went a very aggressive. Your first hot take of the show, You went off about how excited you are about Yordan Ventura and how you have to pick him up.
Yeah, I mean, he was on, you know, yeah, of course.
And then let me scroll through. Transaction logs.
Yep.
I don't see you picking him up. So you need to go in and pick up Yordan Ventura right now.
Huh, that is a great point, Chris.
You can't come in here, talk all this big talk, and then not even do it. You're in first place, man. Trust your instincts.
Well, let's look a little more carefully. I think Yordan Ventura is on the old DL right now.
Yeah, I know. That was your whole point. Was like he's worth a DL stash. When he comes back, it'll be amazing.
What my DL stash looks like it's full right now.
You got other players to drop.
I'm here for the people. I'm trying to help them out, Chris. Hot take that.
I'm trying to help somebody out. I think you love hot takes.
Here's a hot take for you. Mike Montgomery is going to be the greatest pitcher this city's ever seen.
All right, well, if you...
And by this city, I mean Seattle.
Don't you dare pick up Montgomery before you pick up Yordano.
I will pick up Montgomery because he's actually pitching this
week.
You
said Yordano's an ace.
Yordano's an ace, and I will pick him up because I've got Andrew Miller coming back someday.
All right, I'm just saying I'm here for the people to call you out in your BS.
So we've got a very exciting show. I mean, most of you guys have heard Giancarlo Stanton is on the DL for 4 to 6 weeks. That hurts. Anthony Rendon also on the DL. I think we're going to see Tim Mullincikam go to the DL. I think we're going to maybe see Andrew McCutchen.
That's kind of sad news.
The son of Mariano Rivera has a new team, the Washington Nationals.
What's his name? Man?
Mariano Rivera.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. And big news, Devin Travis is back.
Oh, look out.
He's a whopping 1-for-7 since his return, so...
I know the listeners can't see, but Ben just took off his shirt in excitement.
Yeah, we'll talk about some underperforming players and who you think you can trade for them. We'll talk about some pitchers that I think you should stream rather than go for these rookies that everybody gets all excited about. And Big Chris Welter will tell you about Clayton Kershaw and why he sucks, but actually doesn't in his deep dive. Do we get to the news?
Let's roll.
To the news we go.
Are you guys ready for the news with Chris Welter? Well, here it is. Take it away, Chris.
Let's remember, nowadays, Ben Korn joins me for the news.
Hey.
Ben, take it away.
The Cubbies.
Call up Don Roach from Iowa. Roach made his franchise debut on Saturday against the Cardinals. He was blown up for 4 runs in 3 innings. Looks like there's an infestation in his pitching arm. Hello!
The Marlon Wayans.
Placed Giancarlo Stanton on the 15-day DL. He will actually be out 4 to 6 weeks with a broken left hand. And Jared Cosart's back.
The Body Armor Angels.
Placed Jared Weaver on the 15-day DL with right hip inflammation.
The Pirates are...
Andrew McCutchen left Saturday's game after being hit by a pitch on his elbow. Status is uncertain, but x-rays were negative.
But did you see how it looked in the game?
It looked bad, and it sounded bad. It was a very loud pop, which you don't want to hear when you get hit by a pitch.
And Andrew McCutchen's a pretty good player.
Yes, he is.
The Giants.
Tim Lincecum hit by a liner and expected to miss a few weeks, and that also did not look good. So good luck.
Another elbow getting smacked there.
But Timmy Lincecum looking good without all that hair.
No, we only care about his pitching, and it doesn't look good.
Okay, Jeremy Affeldt sent to the disabled list, which means Mike Bullets over Broadway has been called up. Back up to the majors, excuse me. And Nori Aoki, placed on the 15-day DL with a fractured right fibula. And Gene Machi.
Yeah, you brought that guy up last week.
Is back.
Still nobody cares.
He's back!
The Astros.
They are supporting their should-be All-Star, Jose Altuve's bid for the All-Star game. Every member of the team donned Yes Way Jose t-shirts during batter practice. In related news, the fans of the movie Josie and the Pussycats are using the same shirts to get a second movie made. That's good.
Seems like it's a pretty stupid idea. It's Jose and Josie, but I mean...
No, yeah, but for those of us who can't speak Spanish, we won't know the difference.
The Blue Jays.
Call up Matt Boyd from the Buffalo Bisons. He fanned 7 in a loss to the Rangers in his debut. Boyd, he give it his all out there.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, Devin Travis is back. He's 1 for 7 in his return.
Wow, I thought you'd be way more excited about that.
Yeah, just I like that joke.
He's going to put Devin Travis back in his two-hole.
Two-hole, but he's actually batting 9th, which is part of the problem.
You'll get him back in that two-hole. Just push a little harder.
I'm going to push on old Jose Reyes.
The Nationals.
Anthony Rendon is back on the DL with a left quad strain. This is sad. I'm crying. Also, Steven Strasburg is back. Joe Ross got sent to the minors because of Steven Strasburg's return, even though he was killing it in the majors. In less related news, the Nationals signed the son of Mariano Rivera, Mariano Rivera.
He must like himself, huh?
Is that a typo? There's like a comma in there.
That's just that you need to have a pause. Oh. So, signed the son of Mariano Rivera.
Oh, he's Mariano Rivera Jr.
So he's just Mariano Rivera.
Junior.
I didn't see a junior at the end of his name. I think his name's just Mariano Rivera, which is kind of weird.
That is confusing.
The Twins.
Placed Byron Buxton on the 15-day DL with left thumb strain. Looks like bringing him up early hasn't worked out.
The St. Louis Cardinals.
Lance Lynn is back.
The Red Sox.
Petey Dustin Pedroia on the DL with a strained right hamstring. Devin Marrero given the call-up to give them infield depth. Maybe one of these young kids will do something for the Red Sox?
Yeah, not Marrero. He's more of a glove guy.
Unlikely.
The Royals.
Activated Danny Duffy from the DL.
The Yankees.
Activated Ivan Nova from the 60-day DL. We've been waiting for Ivan, and he pitched 6 innings, allowed 0 runs in his first game back.
Right, that's a Tommy John surgery return.
I'm pretty sure that was a recommended pickup from Chris Welter.
I do think you should pick him up. He looked excellent before he went on under the knife.
But he only had 2 Ks, so...
That's okay.
The Phillies.
They placed Chase Utley on the 15-day DL with right ankle inflammation, and the crowd doesn't give a shit.
I thought Chase Utley was one of your recommended tracking Chris's.
Yeah, how'd that work out for me? Pretty bad.
The Texas Rangers.
Adrian Beltre is back.
Oh. Ooh, the Dodgers.
In related news, Joel Peralta is back.
Oh.
The Mets.
Place Travis d'Arnaud on the 15-day DL with a strained left ankle. They call up Steven Matz from AAA. He's set to start today, Sunday, against the Reds. Are we excited about Steven Matz, Chris?
excited, but you always temper your expectations with rookie pitchers.
And I think you it should be noted that during my kids that are gonna be coming up soon segment, I did mention Steven Matz, and I did say he's going to be amazing. So let's see.
There you go. So you're picking up him or Giordano Ventura?
Steven Matz might be working.
Wrong answer, because that makes you a liar.
All right.
Got a lot of big names going on the DL here.
The Braves.
Freddie Freeman hit the 15-day deal with a right wrist contusion. That Atlanta Braves offense is now the worst offense in baseball.
So if you're streaming pitchers, I'd recommend playing it against the Braves.
Anybody against the Braves.
The Seattle Mariners.
Robinson Cano, he was hit by a fly ball in the dugout and exited the game on Saturday. Can someone please care about what's happening on the field in Seattle?
No, nobody cares.
Get out your trunks, we're going swimming. The Deep Dive on Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Clayton Kershaw is off to a rough start. Sure, we'll call it rough for Kershaw. His ERA sits at 3.20, but he may be having the best season of his career. His xFIP is only 2.11, just about equal to last season. His BABIP is a tad high at 3.06, compared to his career of 2.76. But his real unluckiness comes from his home run to fly ball ratio. At 17.6%, it is much higher than his career average of 7%. What is the best of his career? His K per 9 at 11.8%, his ground ball to fly ball ratio at 1.98, and my new favorite stat, his swinging strike rate is 15.6%, second only to Chris Sale this season. Don't worry, folks, he is still the best pitcher in baseball.
This is producer Rick, and you're listening to Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Who's in the house?
Who's on first?
Who's on first is here.
Our resident owl is joining us for this next segment, giving us advice on trades. So at this point in the season, everybody's looking to get rid of the crap on the bottom of their shoe. For me, it's Adrian Beltre. Who's the crap on the bottom of your shoe, Chris?
Let's see. Chris Carter has been pretty bumming me out. 13 home runs is good, but a 200 average is not going to cut
it. That can hurt some other stats. So,
but yeah, it's about that time of the year where you might be panicking. You might have to throw a Hail Mary trade out there to try and just shake up your team. So we thought we'd take a look at some underrated players and overachieving players and see if we can swap them.
And I guess we're tackling this from the perspective of, you want Adrian Beltre, and what do you think you can steal him away by giving that person?
Right.
Because that person is kind of playing very well, even though it may not last. So it's basically trading somebody at their peak for somebody at their bottom.
Buy low, sell high.
Yeah.
That's the way to win.
So I think the first person I would like to get on my team is Michael Brantley. He's only got 4 home runs. He does have 22 doubles. His base on ball percentage is up 4 points. He's just not getting pitched to. I think there's a lot of potential here. Who do you recommend I pick up?
Well, yeah, so Michael Brantley is a top 20 overall pick for the season. He had that breakout last year, and it sort of looks like they're just not throwing him strikes because his lineup is pretty terrible.
Yep.
So my thought was you can try and offer AJ Pollock.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I hear you. AJ, it's funny. They're very similar players.
Yep.
You know, they both have a little bit of power, a lot of speed. They hit for average. But one thing stuck out to me with AJ last year, his home run to fly ball rate was 5.8. This year it's jumped all the way up to 12.8. I don't think that's going to last.
Okay.
So if you take away, say, half of AJ Pollock's home runs, he's basically Michael Brantley right now.
Okay.
So I'd much rather buy on Michael Brantley, who is a top 20 player, and I think he still is. He just hasn't quite got the home runs.
I mean, you made a very, very good argument there, Chris. I'm trying to think if there's anybody out there that I think would be even a better steal for Michael Brantley. Maybe trade. Yeah, I'm not coming up with anything.
All right. Let's stick with AJ Pollock, man. No, I get it. It's tough to trade a guy who looks like he's having a a breakout season. You know, AJ Pollock is a top 20 player right now. I think there's more likelihood that Brantley is a top 20 player the rest of the way.
You think I could trade somebody like Will Myers to get Michael Brantley?
No.
Okay, you think he's just too crappy?
He's on the DL. He's not even playing.
All right. What if I wanted to grab Anthony Rendon? I'm kind of trepidatious about Rendon just because he hasn't done anything. He's back on the DL again. It might be a great opportunity to grab him. I think you could probably get Rendon for super cheap. Is there somebody that you would recommend?
Yeah, I think this one's a super Hail Mary play because, you know, Rendon has a very injury-ridden past in the minors and in college. So there's a chance he's hurt all season. But if you're sitting there in 10th place and you need a Hail Mary, I kind of like the idea of throwing out an offer of DJ LeMahieu for Anthony Rendon. Look, LeMahieu's been very, very good at second base in Colorado, but his BABIP is up at 363. While his isolated power is only at .099. So, yes, he's hitting for average and he's throwing a couple steals in there, but he has no power at all. So when that BABIP comes back down, he's going to really be giving you nothing.
Yeah, if somebody took that deal, they'd be kind of an idiot, I think. What about...
I don't know. If you're sitting there in first place with Anthony Rendon and you're like, hey, why not at least I can get a guy that's going to play DJ LeMahieu, I could see making that trade from the other end.
What about somebody like Colton Wong? Is that giving up too much to get somebody like Anthony Rendon?
That's another one that could work. I think the problem with that is Wong is doing what he's going to... What he should be doing.
Yeah.
So I'd be worried that that's a little bit too much for a guy that might not play, but I wouldn't be mad at you. I don't think that's a terrible way to go because Rendon could be a top five player if he gets healthy.
Tyson Ross, I mean, this was a guy that was drafted very high in most leagues. Everybody had high expectations for him. He's on a Padres team that beefed up their rotation. When you are a decent player and you get around great players, you raise your level. Mm-hmm. We all had high expectations for Tyson Ross. It doesn't seem to have shown up though. Who's somebody you're thinking about in a trade for Tyson?
Look, Tyson Ross is probably my favorite buy low candidate on this list.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so he has a BABIP of 346. That's very high. He's getting very unlucky. And yet his ERA is only at 347. So with that high of a BABIP, that means his FIP is 295. His XFIP is 320. So he's still the pitcher he was last year. He should be having an ERA right around 3. But he's giving you more Ks. His K per nine is the highest of his career, almost at 10 Ks per nine. Now, basically the opposite of that lucky spectrum, Tyson Ross is getting very unlucky. Shelby Miller is incredibly lucky right now.
Oh, yeah?
Incredibly lucky. His BABIP is down at 236. That means his FIP is 319. His XFIP is 390. This for a guy where his ERA is under 2 at the moment. Shelby Miller is getting very lucky. I think you could offer him for Tyson Ross, and somebody's going to take that deal.
I would probably take that deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Tyson Ross, in my mind, hasn't brought it. I don't see him changing that. But, now looking at those stats, I'm like, oh, all right, maybe Tyson Ross has a good future ahead of him.
It's worth throwing out there.
But Shelby Miller's been doing really well. What about somebody like Jonathan Lucroy? Is there potential there for growth?
Yeah, I think so. This is a guy who's a top two, top three catcher coming into the season. He's been injured, and he's just been a little bit unlucky this year. His BABIP is at 250, and his career BABIP is 307. So I think you can buy low on him. A guy I had in mind is Russell Martin, who's just been killing it this year. It might be scary to throw him out there, but Russell Martin is not a top three catcher. I don't care what his stats say. His home run to fly ball ratio is 20%.
Nice.
Which is just absurd, particularly for an aging catcher. And his BABIP's a little high. So Russell Martin's just getting a little bit lucky right now.
All right. As we have been taking a little bit of time through this segment, I'd love to just throw out a name and free ball.
Okay.
What, spitball?
No, let's go with free ball, because I'm wearing no underwear.
Right, so that works for you.
Commando.
It's distracting. Adrian Beltre, is there a name that you would throw out that would be a great, I'm going to steal one for Adrian Beltre, mostly because he's my guy.
Yeah, you know what? I think you can probably throw out Alex Rodriguez, and that could be a decent offer. Again, they're both old guys, so who knows? They could both be hurt by the end of the season. But I just don't believe in A-Rod's production right now. I think he's getting a little bit lucky. And Adrian Beltre is a top 20 player coming into the season.
Do you see potential for Beltre to come back?
Sure. Oh, yeah. He's just been injured. Once he gets healthy, he should be the same player he was last year.
You think anybody would take Jimmy Paredes for Adrian Beltre?
No, they'd be pretty dumb to do that one.
Chris Davis?
Maybe, but I don't know that I'd want to do that, actually.
You would rather have Chris than Adrian?
Right now, yeah.
Carlos Gomez, another guy that's struggling. Is there somebody that that might be intriguing for Carlos Gomez?
There's a number of guys, just because Carlos Gomez is a top 10 player coming into the season here. One that might work, particularly because he's hot right now, Mookie Betts. Similar player, similar skill set, just not as much power. I think you could throw Mookie Betts and maybe snag Carlos Gomez there. Maybe you have to add a second player or something, but that'd be a good deal.
You think offering somebody like a Cespedes, would anybody take a Yoenis Cespedes for a Carlos Gomez?
They would and should. Man, that one's close. I really like Yoenis Cespedes. I don't think I'd do that. Yoenis is in a much, much better lineup.
True.
And I'd rather have Yoenis right now.
What about future All-Star Lorenzo Cain?
You definitely, no, that's a great one. Package Mookie Betts and Lorenzo Cain to get Carlos Gomez. That's a deal.
And that'd be a good deal for the Mookie Betts, Lorenzo Cain person?
No, you want to get Carlos Gomez in that deal.
So you think the person that benefits the most in that deal is the person getting Carlos Gomez?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Lorenzo Cain is getting very lucky with power, and Mookie Betts is a rookie. He could fall off the face of the earth here any minute.
And Matty Kemp. Matt Kemp was supposed to be good. I'm not even sure if he's going to be good this year. I mean, he's shown some signs. In my mind, somebody like Brett Gardner might actually steal away Matt Kemp if that's something you want to do. Brett Gardner's having a ridiculous season on all stats. He's kind of like one of those AJ Pollock guys.
Yeah, Gardner's a tough one to figure out because I don't want to believe it, but he kind of did this last year as well. Like, this is not a fluke. Those two players are very even. I don't think I would do it. I think I'd rather have Gardner.
What about somebody like Jock Peterson? That'd be...
For Kemp. Jock Peterson has 18 or 19 home runs. I can't do that.
He's
either.
A beast. He's a young kid, though. He could regress.
And again, you want to talk lineup protection. He's in the Dodger lineup. No, I think even though Kemp is getting hot, it's a good time to go get him. This is about when he got hot last season, too. But no, I can't do it for either of those players. Maybe Mookie Betts again. Throw Mookie Betts out there.
Mookie Betts.
I really don't believe in Mookie Betts.
It's the Fantasy Game of the Week.
This week's Fantasy Game of the Week is a matchup between the best team in baseball against one of the best pitchers in baseball. Chris Sale and the Chicago White Sox try their hand against the 50-game winning St. Louis Cardinals at Busch Stadium. Chris Sale comes into the game with 7 straight games above 10 strikeouts. He has 6 quality starts, but only 3-3 in those games. He matches up against Lance Lynn, who returned from the DL on Sunday with a shutout performance in 6 innings and notches the quality start and W. This shall be one for the ages Tuesday, June 30th at Busch Stadium is this week's Fantasy Game of the Week.
Hey, it's Chris Welter. Don't tell Ben, but I took over Fantasy Baseball Weekly online. For the latest news and streaming pitchers, hit us up on Twitter at @FantasyBBWeekly. Now, let's get back to the show.
As we continue along on this episode of Fantasy Baseball Weekly, we record this episode on Sunday, June 28th. The sparkling genius, Chris Welter, and my name is Ben Korn. And what we're doing in this segment is to talk about pitchers that tend to be about 50% or less owned. So that means that they're probably out there for your streaming purposes. And guys that, everybody's excited about Steven Matz and him coming up today. And everybody wants to pick up Steven Matz against the Reds, and he's going to dominate. And most likely, I mean, if you look at the news, there was 2 or 3 guys that got brought up this week. I mean, not necessarily to the level of Steven Matz, but they came up, they got blown up. You know, our boy Boyd, blown up.
I'm with you. Rookie pitchers are notoriously overrated. They're just not proven. They take time to figure it out in the majors. So I'd much rather grab a guy with a little more tenure on his career.
They may be old. They may throw the ball a little bit slower. They're not as glamorous, but they've figured out how to pitch on the major league level, and they do it in certain ways.
Right. They've got the brains. You know,
they've got the knowledge to do it. They're not these hotheads, these young kids coming up from the minors.
So we want to bring you a couple names here of guys, you know, that you should keep on your radar for streaming.
You want to start? You want me to start?
Let me rip it off here. Okay. This one's more just an intriguing stat. He's a little more than 50% owned. I apologize for that. But Yovani Gallardo.
Come on, Chris!
Sorry. It's more for the stat. But Yovani Gallardo currently has the longest scoreless innings pitch streak in the majors at 22.
Maybe you should start
pitched.
That over. I don't think anybody knows what the hell you're talking about. That's right. Why we call you the sparkling wonder.
Look, if his name was John Smith, I would have pulled it off.
Okay.
Right? No, Yovani Gallardo has the longest scoreless innings pitch streak at 22 innings. He also has 7 straight dominant starts in a row. So I'm not saying I love Gallardo, but he's hot right now.
You know who I like?
Who do you got?
Clay Buchholz.
Oh, I love that guy.
And I do not. That's why I'm not very happy about having to say Clay Buchholz in this list. But he's only 48% owned in terms of a strikeout guy. 91 strikeouts in 93 innings. That's almost a K per inning. You know, he's very, you can trust him for that. He does have a tendency to get blown up. But in his last 5 games, he's allowed 1 or fewer runs 3 times. He's 3-0 in his last 5 games. You know, he's better than a more heavily owned Clayton Kershaw, as we saw in that deep dive. The guy has lost 3 straight games where Clay is getting the wins.
All right, you're stretching for stats there.
He's got some potential. Clay Buchholz.
No, I'm with you. Actually, Clay Buchholz has the 17th best swinging strike percentage in the majors. This one.
So I think at some point we should go into the classroom with a swinging strike percentage. Yeah. Next week?
That's a good call. Yeah, I've been really getting into this stat.
Who's looking at me saying we need to do a classroom on that?
Anything for who?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do a deep classroom next week. Let's see here. Oh, wanted to bring up Nathan Carnes, who has 2 earned runs allowed in his last 17 innings, and he is averaging a K per inning during that time.
You know who I like?
Who do you got?
48% owned. His over 5 earned run average might scare away a few people. Drew Hutchinson from the Toronto Blue Jays. I actually just picked him up today because of this stat. So
really?
I'm eating my own words here.
Is that before or after you picked up Yordano Ventura?
That was, before. Yeah, that was before. But the one thing about Drew that is intriguing, and we'll find out today, you can monitor my progress by following Drew Hutchinson on Sunday. But even though he's at Blue Jays Park in the Rogers Center, people tend to get a lot of home runs, and it seems to be a very, you know, easily a lot of runs scored ballpark.
It's a hitter-friendly ballpark.
Drew has done quite well. In 5 starts, he's only allowed 6 runs and is 4-1 in those starts with 8 Ks per 9 innings. So he's going to be my DFS starter for the $1 million play.
Man, I got to disagree with that one. He's just getting lucky as hell. His BABIP is pretty high on the season, but only a 1.09 home runs per 9 in that ballpark? No way. No way that's sticking around. So I got to disagree. Watch yourself with Hutchinson.
Hey, watch yourself, Chris, when I start putting out my money in front of you after I win in the $1 million showcase.
All right, man. Buy me a cheeseburger, dude, and chill out.
Jesus.
I got another name for you. Brett Anderson is on fire right now. He's got a quality start in 7 of his last 8 starts, and he has a win in his last 2 decisions. That's BK's favorite stat.
Yes, it is.
That's Brett Anderson of the Dodgers.
Trevor May, he pitched 1 out in his last start. It was pretty embarrassing, and I started him in a lot of things. But he had given up 1 or fewer runs in 3 of his last 4 and a K per inning. Wins have not been easy, no wins during that time, but usually a lot more consistent than 1 out and 6 runs allowed. So be a little trepidatious with Trevor May, as he did struggle, but I think he's going to bounce back.
Yeah, he's one of those rookies, though, where, you know, I just worry that the rookies can be sporadic. Here's a guy who's not a rookie, Marco Estrada. 16 innings as a starter this year. He's got 16 Ks, only three hits, and one run. He's on fire. I think he took a perfect game into the ninth inning.
I think it was the eighth.
Eighth inning last week. Josh Donaldson had an amazing catch to keep it going. But, yeah, I don't want to trust Marco Estrada because he's a fly ball pitcher in a home run ballpark. But he's hot right now, so maybe for 1 or 2 weeks.
Hot.
Hoot. I think it says hoot for hoot. The owl.
That is a, I think that's a who choice of the week.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Marco okay. Estrada. Johnny Nice for the Mets. Not having a great season, but keep in mind he has four straight quality starts. Now, if you're looking for the Ben Korn favorite stat, a win, no wins in the last eight. So if you're looking for a good quality start, Johnny Nice is your guy.
Okay, let's see. Oh, also we got Tommy Malone of the Twins. He's allowed two runs or less in all four starts this year. He's got three quality starts. Not a big strikeout guy, but this is a guy, if you need quality starts and wins at the end of your week, he could be worth a stream.
And this is my pick of the week, Mike Montgomery. He's a former Royals prospect who went to Tampa Bay in the James Shields deal, and he's found a home, and now he's mulling down batters. Eight runs allowed in 35 innings. He had a 10K complete game his last time out. Watch out for old Mikey Mont.
Could work. And got one more guy for you. Erasmo Ramirez is returning from the DL this week, and he, in June, is kind of making moves. He has the third best swinging strike rate behind Chris Sale and Clayton Kershaw. When you're in those company, you're doing something right. So I really like Erasmo Ramirez right now.
And he's only 11% owned, so he's out there for you.
The player profile on Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
This week, our player profile is a man who is second in baseball in doubles and second in baseball in runs scored. He's been batting leadoff for the high-powered offense of...
the Oakland A's.
Nope. Minnesota Twins leadoff man Brian Dozier. This year, his .268 batting average, 57 runs, 23 doubles, and 37 RBI easily dominate all previous career highs if he stays healthy. Looks like someone above is looking out for old Dozier. If you ask him what team he plays for, he will say the Christian team. He's a Christian first and foremost and plays baseball on the side. Dozier went with the mission group Amigos for Christ Nicaragua during the offseason 2013 to dig a clean water system for a small community. I hope Steve Martin was there to root him on.
Hey guys, it's Franny. How do you start your day? Because I start mine with some coffee and Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Who's on first? Wow, Ben, that was so much fantasy knowledge that you just dropped on. Oh, no, wait, that was all about religion.
You know, I thought people would enjoy that nice joke about the three amigos, but it seems like it went over most people's head.
Yeah, who are the three amigos? Is that a...
You got Steve Martin, you got that funny guy from Saturday Night Live, then that other funny guy from Saturday Night Live.
None of those guys are Spanish.
Who? So this is the fun part of the show where we track Chris Welter and Ben Korn. For those of you that were curious about last week and we put a bet down as to who will be victorious this week, this is where you find out who wins the 25 cents. Who's actually doing the psycho move right now as we, you know, he's super excited. You know, his head's just turning.
He's spinning in circles.
Head just spinning. So I guess let's... Should we get right into this?
Let's
see who won the 25
in.
Cents?
Yeah.
Chris,
how did
Walter.
I do? How did I do, Ben?
I want to say not very good.
Well, then you'd probably be wrong.
Okay. So let's start with your pitcher.
Okay. Yes, I got hosed on the pitcher, Joe Ross.
So I wanted to start Joe Ross last week as well. So this is something that happened to you that I would have fallen into the same hole, but it did happen to you. So... Joe Ross, Washington Nationals, Strasburg came back. We thought that Joe Ross was going to stay around even when Strasburg came back. that was wrong.
Right.
Joe Ross was optioned back to AAA.
Do we know how he pitched in the AAA start?
That's a good question. No, and we don't care. So he, Joe Ross, no games, nothing. That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt you real bad.
Mm.
But on the offensive side of things, you did pretty well, Chris. Justin Turner, this is everyone's new favorite player. He's playing every day now, and he's doing well. He's now 73% owned in Yahoo leagues. He bats .269 this week, 4 home runs, 7 runs, 8 RBI. I played him in a couple times in DFS. He was a strong play for everyone that played him. Danny Espinosa batted .150, 1 run, 1 RBI, 1 stolen base. Not bad, nothing to write home about. Luis Valbuena did well. Batted .333, had 4 runs, 3 home runs, and 5 RBI. So if you were to, you know, look at your batting was, you know, A minus. You did some real nice things in the batting.
Yep.
You look at the pitching, it was a F.
Hmm.
You didn't even play.
Hmm.
So when you put those two things together, I'll give you a B minus.
I think it would be more of a DNQ, right? You ever drop a class? I know I did.
No, I don't drop classes. When I start something, I finish it, Chris.
Well, hope that works out for you, because I was smoking weed in the bathroom.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so I'll take it. Yeah, the pitcher definitely hurt me. Let's see how you did, BK. We'll start with your pitching as well. You did decent here. Tommy Maloney went 6 innings, got the quality start, got your W.
Hello!
Only 2 Ks, though,
okay.
So didn't help you there. But that's what Tommy Malone does. Then your hitting was pretty below par here. Chris Parmalee of the Orioles batted .300, only had 3 runs and 4 doubles. Clint Robinson, who the Nationals continue to bat cleanup. I don't really know why.
See, now he's not doing much.
Yeah, he last week he batted .250, 1-1, run double, 1 RBI. Not much there. And then Gerardo Parra had an all right week. He batted .310, 5 runs, 2 doubles. He did get a home run, got 2 stolen bases. So all in all, you need more power. You didn't get the 7 home runs I got.
I did have a pitcher that started, though.
You did have a pitcher that started. I'll give you a B, straight B there. Straight B. Not a lot of Ks, not a lot of home runs, but decent.
So then based on the rating system, I would beat you because I said you did a B minus.
I got to argue for a lay over here because my pitcher didn't pitch. Come on. It's not my fault.
All right.
Let's double down. Let's double down for next week.
I mean, based
50
on
cents.
I was a big fan of Joe Ross as well, so I'll let you double down to 50 cents.
All right.
I think it should also be noted for those at home who are counting who's better at life. Ben Korn played DFS against Chris Walter last Saturday.
Yeah.
One-on-one, mano a mano, BK, Vic Toe.
That's true.
So if you're monitoring us on
Joe Ross.
If you're monitoring us on the DFS, you definitely want to take my lineup over Chris Welter's. Just saying.
Let's see, Ben. Who do you got this week for the 50 cents bet?
Oh wow, I get to start this. Okay.
Kick it off.
Here we go. So the 50 cent bet, I'm going to start with my pitching pick of the week, Mike Montgomery. Just like we said, he's a Seattle pitcher playing San Diego and getting to face a pitcher and a big ballpark. So he's actually, you know, going to go against a pitcher, even though he plays for Seattle. So that's nice. I think he's an underrated pitcher. He has a quality start in 4 of his last 5 games. I like Mike Montgomery a lot. Chris Young for the New York Yankees.
He is on fire.
10-game hitting streak. He's had 3 home runs in those games. He's had a couple game-winner dingers. But he's batting over .500 in those 10 games. And he's playing every day, which is big. And he's actually another cheap guy in DFS, or at least he was prior to this past week. Randall Grichuk, he's filling in for Matt Holliday, and he's filling up the stats. He's getting the stolen bases, he's getting the doubles, he's getting home runs. So definitely somebody you want to look for. And I like Eduardo Nunez on the Minnesota Twins. He bats in the 2-hole, and not a huge home run guy, but he had one last week, and starting to feel the mojo. And that's Tracking Bat.
All right, I like it. Good luck. But
if
you want the better players,
okay,
I've got a few for you.
We are tracking Chris Walter's fantasy baseball picks, not his sleeping habits.
Yonder Alonso of the Padres is heating up a little bit. Now, granted, he doesn't do much besides average, and he'll hit you some doubles, but he's batting 320 right now. Michael Taylor of the Nationals is kind of starting to break out a little bit. He's got a 7-game hitting streak, and he's toolsy. He'll give you some home runs. He'll give you doubles. He'll give you stolen bases. He's an outfielder. Back to my boy, my pick of the week here. Erasmo Ramirez has a 2-start week, and again, he's coming off injury, but he has a very good swinging strike rate this year. He is versus Cleveland and at the Yankees. And then Jimmy Nelson, off of his best start of the year, has 2 very good matchups. He's at Philadelphia and at Cincinnati. So I went a little pitcher heavy this week.
I'll say two pitchers, two hitters, and the 3-1 standard.
I'm going to get you that W, and you won't be able to resist giving me fit a cent.
I was going
to
say, that's, if I would have known that, I don't know if I would have taken this bet. I got to really root against both Jimmy and Erasmo, especially since they're both double starts this week.
Pop, 4 wins coming for you.
If you can come on 4 wins, I'm into that.
I can come on a lot of things, Ben.
So who's some other 2-star pitchers that you've got this week for people? Anybody else? Or just those 2 that you stole for yourself?
No, we got some good ones. Yeah, I mentioned Erasmo Ramirez already. Lance McCullers of the Astros, who are also hot. They are win machines right now. Versus Kansas City and at Boston. Kendall Graveman, who I'm a really big fan of. He's been ace-like since coming off of injury. He is versus Colorado and versus Seattle. And then Kyle Hendricks, who has been kind of up and down this year, but he is at the Mets and versus Miami. So I just particularly like those 2 matchups because they are offenses that are struggling.
Very nice. Some ideas for you in terms of stolen bases and doubles that you can pick up off the waivers. My guy Gerardo Parra had 4 stolen bases in the last 2 weeks. He's a free agent, only 8% owned. So I'm still very high on old Mr. Parra in the 2-hole. Brandon Guyer, the leadoff guy for Tampa Bay. Not all the time, but most of the time. He has 3 steals. He's only 1% owned. Eric Sogard, who's been hitting in the 2-hole for Oakland, had 3 steals. He's another guy that's only 1% owned, and you can have some potential for steals with. Roofnet Odor had 3 steals. He's only 24% owned. He's starting to come on. He's also hit 2 home runs in the last 2 weeks. And I would definitely keep an eye on him because he's putting up some numbers. And Chris's boy, Michael A. Taylor, only 7% owned. He had 3 steals and a lot of good counting stats, especially runs for Michael Taylor. If you're looking for doubles that, have some flexibility on ownership, Ruben Tejada, this is a Chris Welter DFS pick, only 2% owned in Yahoo Leagues. He had 6 doubles in the last 2 weeks. Jordy Mercer, he's been playing shortstop for the Pirates. He had 6 doubles in the last 2 weeks, so he should somewhat be on your radar. Some other guys, Clint Barmas, 5 doubles. Omar Infante, 5 doubles. Eduardo Nunez, 5 doubles. So just some guys you can pick up that are starting to get hot in those categories. And I think that's all I have for you, Big Toph.
Yeah, solid show, man. Who seems happy? He's not smiling, but his eyes look great.
Yeah, it's because I fed him one of these Bud Light Limeritas. He's having a good day.
That's all right. I'll get him home safe.
Yeah, you get him home safe. I'll continue to just monitor my baseball team and hope that I'm going to win this 50 cents. That's all I really
want. You're getting emotional here. Don't worry. Who will be back? Who will be back next week?
That's episode number 18. Thank you, Who. Thank you, the sparkling Chris Welter. And I am Ben Korn. I think we're going to ship up to Boston today.
Let's do it.
Thank you for shipping up to Boston.